Welcome to the Rolled Standard. My name is Christopher, and today I will be our Game Master as we continue to play Cyborg. This is Trigger Warning Part 15, and if you're new here and you're looking for the law, it's on the left, because left is
We're
law.
Almost old enough to drive.
Oh, okay. I see what... Yeah.
What?
Episode 16.
Oh, nice.
Dumb.
Fucking painful.
I hate everyone on this show.
Anyway, who the hell are we?
Yeah.
Hello, I am Levi. I play...
Hate that guy.
I play Les Banks.
And I'm Jake. I play a drunken cowboy.
Fuck him.
God damn you guys. Stop it.
This is the episode where people are like, they don't like each other, do they?
No, this proves that we do.
That's true.
I'm Nate and I play Wet Linda.
Butt wipe.
I'm Walt and I'm technically not on the show, so I'm safe.
Couch.
Now we love you, Walt.
Yeah, Walt's the best.
Because I'm not on the show.
Hey, let's just get him weird. Let's see what's on Livewire.
UCS forces are hitting the streets in full effect as the events of yesterday morning's thwarted sting leaves UCS confounded as to the whereabouts of most wanted number 13 Perseus USB disk drive, number 38 Walter Wet Linda, and number 65 Randy Swordlad Jackson. UCS headhunter Mannheimer the Steamroller has this to say about the three wanted individuals.
What the fuck? No, get out of here! What's wrong with you motherfuckers?
In other news, Alianson executives Theseus HDMI floppy drive, William Moist Melissa, Donald Office Lad Johnson, and some retro administrative assistant AI have left Alianson after president of the board, Mrs. Leah, suddenly left Alianson after being MIA for most of the morning. This feed is sponsored by United Citadel Security, who are currently offering a 100,000 cred reward for anyone who can bring Disk Drive and Company into UCS custody. Some restrictions apply. I have been Richard Dry Pumper, and this has been Livewire, your hourly feed on everything happening in the abysmal city of Psy.
So, the four of you, some of you drunk, some of you young, too young, some of you dumb,
some of you broke.
You guys pick yourselves.
Young, dumb, and drunk.
You guys have been like, kind of abandoned by Pelgrane, who made a really weird escape for some really concerning reasons. Yeah. And he kind of left you guys the place. Maybe? Who knows? He just dipped.
I got the key.
And he gave
I'm in a shower.
That's true. You're still in the shower. Next episode, even. Man, what's he doing up there?
Shower beers, bro.
Oh, right. He's just sleeping on the floor. No, you know what? You know what? I like that. I think that's pretty damn funny, but I want to give you the benefit of not being that much of an idiot. So we're going to...
Yeah?
A toughness test. DR-16. No, DR-14. DR-14. Just because, like, man, he's so drunk, and that is, like, a jarringly, like, powerful
guys,
power.
Guys, guys, this is, like, 2-3 steps above rolling for dick size, okay?
Falling asleep from shower beers?
It's a natural 20.
No 20. Way. He is, like, peak performance at the moment. He's... This is exactly what he needed. This many beers and this many showers.
He's plateaued.
He's the perfect drunk. Do I get some health from that, maybe?
You know what? That does feel convalescent, doesn't it? So I would say...
Now, let it be known, drinking is bad, boys and girls,
whatever.
Or whatever.
Everybody...
Make your own decisions.
You middle drunk. You middle schoolers in Kazakhstan.
Yeah, you
way to talk about the analytics.
You're right.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. So, D4 hit points.
Okay.
Yeah. D4 rally hit points.
Good Lord.
He's ready. One. That makes sense.
Fuck.
That makes sense.
What, now you're at 2 hit points?
It's not actually going to hit you.
I'm at 4 out of 7.
Hey, man, that's in the top half.
Wait, I'm looking at the wrong dude.
Ooh, man, this is probably going to be a sad answer, I'm sure.
Seven. I'm at 8 out of 15.
When do we get better?
I was thinking about that earlier, too, and I didn't. I abandoned that thought.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure either. Let's see. When was the last time you did?
I don't know. We had, like...
It was staggered. Les and I survived the train trip, we got better the first time. And you guys were a couple episodes before that.
Second
time you got better, I think.
We just did some Justice League shit.
So, I mean, you two, it's probably pretty early for you guys, too, because all you did was the Raw Drug Adventure. Since then, but the other two guys, you guys have done multiple things since then. So yeah, that's a great point. Why doesn't Walter Wet Linda and Perseus, you are kind of snapped out of this euphoric feeling, just drunkenness, by a message in your RCD, which you're wearing in the shower.
I got out of the shower. I got my towel on, and I'm going through Pelgrim's wardrobe looking for something from like his teen days when he was much smaller.
He was the same size when he was born.
Yeah. You see a lot of
infant wear.
A lot of jeans.
A lot of black denim.
A lot of black tight jeans. Actually, and they look like the point where if you were to wear them, being much smaller than him, they'd probably fit you correctly.
I was just going to say.
And a lot of black tank tops.
Those are very
big. And
that
Gore-Tex vest.
Yeah, Gore-Tex. Yeah. Yep. That. And also a suit. A really nice suit. No underwear anywhere.
No. Okay.
That'd be too much.
I'm going to put on a pair of his jeans. Mm-hmm. And then
they look boot cut on you.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. And distinctly then, lacking in the crotch.
Slap on the rest of my other gear. I still have that armor, right? The style guard, or did that break?
I don't think so.
No, I don't.
I think that's destroyed.
Yeah, so he doesn't have like armor hidden away or anything. I don't scrounge up
don't
anything
it,
from this place.
Okay, give me.
Don't need it, bro.
Give me presents, GR 12, and if you succeed, it we'll find things.
Oh boy, what's my presents? Fuck yeah, that's 15, buddy.
Hell yeah. Okay, so here's what we're going to
do. Well,
it's gonna be worthless. Don't worry.
It might be. I'm just kind of mentally creating a table. It's D4. We'll call it a D5. Oh, no, D5 doesn't make sense. I mean, it does.
I can roll it.
Yeah, he rolled me a D5.
Five.
Okay, that's weapons. So give me a D12 then.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Five.
A five. You find in this trunk that all of his pants are neatly folded on top of, not in a drawer, which is weird, but you like push all of them aside because, you know, fuck him. He ain't going back. And you open that trunk, and inside you see a fucking. An AR, a heavy AR. It's a Prototype Brothers Grimm BLK-12 heavy AR. And on the side, like its name, it says Duke.
Okay, that's about all I know.
Well, technical data. It's D10 auto.
Oh my god.
Which is optional auto, of course, not only. +2 to hit as it auto-tracks targets.
Wait a
god
minute.
Damn.
Yep, that is courtesy of the Cyberpunk Weapon Generator by Aiden Jax.
Jesus Christ.
I just generated like 12 things, made them on a table, and there's a lot of really cool, just random weapons with things. Cool. I gave them some more mechanical details based on this, what they generated.
That is so hefty.
Yeah, I just figured you got lucky.
Apparently.
Well, I was just like, weapons, and I'm like, look at the weapons table, I'm like, what would this dude have?
Well,
oh, the crazy stuff.
I had a good shower beer, I put on a pair of black denim jeans and some fucking boots and a tank top. And I'm going to grab this AR and my weird beam shooter and go downstairs and see what the boys are doing.
What are you doing in
Does
that sundress?
Still have...
Black sun. As you walk by the dudes in the living room, the three, they're just drunk sleeping on the couch.
Is it that noticeable? Like, I thought I looked quite appealing in this. It's breathable, but I don't have anything else to wear. Everything got kind of fucked up in that last fight. But I found this gun! I'm going to pull the trigger.
It does. Really?
I'm just going to let a round rip.
Into the ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it auto-tracks to the guys in the booth.
Yeah. Okay, so give me a D3. Or give me a D4. You know what? Actually, no. Here's what we do.
I don't like any of this.
Well, I feel like it still requires an actual roll, so I feel like present. Oh, are you auto-firing this thing?
Probably not. You can choose.
No, I can choose.
Oh,
so
this is his first time. He's just trying to figure it out.
I'm just okay, fucking rip. I'm going to desk shot. You
presence.
Know?
If you fail it, we'll roll D3 to see which one of these dudes you killed.
That's not to say someone upstairs is getting their cock shot off.
Oh, he's got it.
17.
You just hear from upstairs.
Oh,
no.
Oh, shit. The fucking posse's up there. I'm gonna tuck this away into the fucking tank top and try to wrap it up.
And then
tie it behind me so it's holding it in front of me.
That's really weird.
This thing's huge, so it's just a way to carry it.
I get it. Shortly after that, you hear sirens. They sound close.
Boys, I would like to get out of here. Did you all figure out what the fuck our next plan is? You know, make a little more.
Yeah, going out the back door.
Okay. What about that mobile home on wheels you had, Linda?
Yeah. Apparently, it's in the garage.
Cool. I have me a decent shower beer. I'm feeling right as rain. So maybe we get hoofing it.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay, I'd greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, let's ransack this place.
I turn the fucking sign on the door to close.
Nice.
One second.
It might work.
before I head out, I'm going to tell the groupies to distract the police whenever they show up.
You go upstairs to do that. They're all sleeping on the couch, all three of them.
There's a lot of barf
on each other.
Isn't there?
No, not so much.
I pick just up a bottle bit. And throw it at one of them. Hey!
Give me presents.
Okay.
Funny.
Nine.
She just over his head shatters against the back wall. Neither of them wake up.
God damn it. Okay. You know what? Fuck you guys. I'll give him the finger and walk out.
All right.
I'm shutting down lights while he's up there.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll burn this place down. I'm going to go over to the gas line and...
No, we're not.
The stove and bust the line out.
No, we're not.
Gotta get out of here. Come on.
There's still people upstairs.
Oh, they'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are you actually doing that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you stopping him from doing
that? I'm going to burn this bitch down. We can't let him find him. We can't let him find him.
You know, wait. That will actually throw them...
It's a good idea.
No. Les has a point. And I'm going to take out.
I know what you're saying.
Hold on. Pause the scene for a minute. So, in other words, Les is sitting here by these gas lines, ready to bust them. And you guys are here like, hey, wait a minute. Having this conversation.
Yeah, I want to stop him.
Okay.
If I can.
Yeah, you can.
No, I'm sorry.
I exit the story. I do leave the bar.
Fair and smart. No,
we got to go, but they're going to follow us. But if we have a distraction, look, it's the one thing I'm good at is setting up distractions. Les is right. Believe it or not, Les is fucking right.
So you're going to kill these three people?
They're fine.
Yeah, I checked on them. They're right as they're up and about. And I told them if things go south, you go right out the fucking roof exit.
Do I believe him?
I don't know. Give me presents then.
I don't know. Do you believe me? Why are you talking like that?
Because I need to know if.
Has he ever lied to you?
Yes,
I think so.
I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
I should be distrustful.
How about this then? We do like opposing strength a lot for things. Opposing presence makes sense to me.
I'm down.
Nat 20.
Right.
Don't even roll. You could maybe not roll a nat 20, I guess.
What?
Well, if you roll a nat 20, then nope, you don't.
No.
You don't believe a word of that at all.
Don't worry, I got this, boys, and I just smash the gas line so it's just leaking in here.
What the actual fuck?
You smell the gas.
Whoa, yeah. I don't smell it, but I feel it.
Yeah, how about we get moving? Because either way, this is not going to be pretty.
Oh, fuck you guys.
So,
fuck you guys.
No, both
I'm
of
sure
you
he's got them fucking beepers whenever you're smoking cigars or whatever, you know, the things that go off.
I don't know why you guys are still in there.
As you look around for what you're talking about, you don't see any.
And you see a lit candle on the ground.
As you guys stand here, too.
Where the fuck does a candle come from?
Give me a DR8 toughness test. Just you two.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I would have to be getting out of here.
Barring this.
Like, with him smashing this line, there's no world where I'm just standing around here, but...
As I'm standing right there, I just fucking face plant, apparently. I got a 5.
Yeah, you noticed. Yeah, you're like, you're on your way out of here, Linda. You noticed Perseus.
I'm gonna grab him by the shirt and drag him out, like...
Yeah, he's getting, like, woozy. You can tell he's getting lightheaded, and just kind of guiding him out the door.
A parachute of a tank top.
You all leave then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sword lad's out there, and as soon as you guys leave the building, you see a cop car approaching and just zipping right down the street. I gotta imagine you shit yourselves a little as you see it.
No, I'm passed out.
No, so you shit yourself before.
So he's
that.
Already shit.
No, that's when you die. I don't lose control of my bowels when I pass out.
I don't know.
Speak for yourself.
Did you use the bathroom when you were up there in the shower?
Of course.
Did you chamber a shit, Perseus?
No, you always poop before you shower.
You didn't waffle stop it?
God, no, you never.
I figured out the toil. I know the three seashells.
He doesn't understand the three seashells.
Okay, so you guys are standing here outside of the trigger warning. Fresh gas line broken, so it's a matter of time, I suppose.
Let's go. Fucking let's go to the van now.
You're going? Okay.
Oh, I can't wait.
Give me...
It's going to be big.
A D4. And what we're doing here is, out of transparency, I'll tell you after you roll it. It's more fun that way.
Yeah, I like being surprised.
Three? Okay, it was a 1 in 4 chance that UCS finds you, essentially. You're out on the streets, man, and it's dangerous considering the stakes.
Yeah.
But you guys are good.
Six of the dumpsters.
Give me a D12 as you guys go make your way there.
7.
You see as you guys are making your way to this parking garage, on one of the street corners that you have to turn onto, it's kind of blocked off by the milling people that are there, and you see that there are two people about ready to fight. There's like this holographic display above them too, kind of telling everybody what the hell's going on. And you see, it says Zalek versus Key. And then you hear a gong. And immediately, these two guys specifically, one of them you see a Corp War vet and a young cyber slasher, Zalek. As the gong goes off, as you guys approach this, you see the Zalek's arm, the cyber slasher, his arm just go flying out of the crowd. And immediately another gong as the fight is over.
Holy shit.
And
Jesus.
Yeah, and people start exchanging creds. You see numbers flying by on this whole holographic display.
Well, that was quite interesting. I don't know what it said, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I did enjoy the part where his arm flew off. That was fast as fuck.
That was brutal.
Yeah.
Just laying there on the
street.
You're
weak again.
Laying there on the sidewalk in front of you guys.
I can't imagine I'd be passed out for that whole walk. I mean, just dragging my face across the asphalt and all. Somebody's gonna wake up from that at one point.
Cheekbone exposed.
Yeah. And this is like on the street?
Yeah, just right on the sidewalk. What right on the corner of the sidewalk.
What the fuck?
Yep.
So how much further till we get to your fucking your shaggy wagon?
Not too far, I hope.
I'm gonna keep like shifty eyed down the street looking at every fucking weird.
Why don't you guys just hop in a dumpster and I'll just push it? One's looking for me.
Oh my God, less is making more and more sense the longer this day goes on.
Come on.
Holy
Maybe there's
fuck.
A reason.
Law of averages or whatever.
There's a Chipotle dumpster right over there. Let's hop on in.
Oh, no. Anything. I'd rather fight that guy that ripped that dude's arm off in half a second than fucking ever.
You get a message as soon as you say that, and you see like the recipient's little icon, you know. It says, new incoming message, and it says, Key, and it shows the Corp War vet, the guy that won the fight.
Yeah, I'll open it.
Does want to fight?
Sorry, bud, but I got a lot of shit going on, and I don't got time for that.
And it says, and you see like the other three dots, he's typing something back, and it says, what about that fucking robot?
Oh, he definitely wants to fight.
What?
Is he talking to all of us?
I think this one's for you.
Pretty much just Linda, because he said his name.
I think this one's for you, actually.
Oh, hit me on the face, mice.
What?
Book.
What?
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 Oh. My face? What?
Oh, no.
My face?
Look, he got a glitch in his system. What? He's jibber-jabbing over there.
What do I need this for?
I think that old man wants to fight you.
Oh, we're trying to get to the titty bar. What do you mean?
Oh, no. That's what we decided we're doing?
Oh, yeah.
We're going where now?
We're going on vacation.
Yeah, I figured I was going to get outvoted in this one.
Okay, fair enough. Now, I don't know what all this is about fighting and whatnot, but I'm not looking to lose an arm or anything like that if you're talking about that crazy guy.
Gentlemen, we are standing on the street.
Yeah, get in my dumpster!
Yeah, fuck. Let's send him a message back real quick. Rain check. And then just fucking go.
You get a message again. It says, I'm gonna hold you to that.
All right.
Shit.
Oh, you got a pen pal. A little boyfriend for you.
As you guys turn down this alley, too, where Les is leading you guys to the dumpster, you catch a glimpse of him in the crowd, and he just kind of gives you a wink.
I'll keep a mental note.
Yeah, okay. Me too. Just says, he wants to fight Linda.
All right. While he's pushing us in this dumpster, I want to get better.
Yes. Yeah, what happened to that? Yeah. Jake derailed me again.
Jake found him.
It's always Jake. No.
Got it figured out.
Yeah, as you guys jump into this dumpster immediately, both in your RCDs, you get radical transformation.
Oh, my music.
They're not
my
a message
ears.
You can open this time anymore.
So
That being the case, let's just do one by one, and left is lost, so Perseus, you're first. First off, rolls, what's your hit points? 7 max is your specs right now?
No, that was reading Todd Ward. It's fucking 15 is my max right now.
15, okay.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Believable.
Way too high.
He's gotten better a few times. So roll 6d10, and you got to get over 15. 7.
Nine. Yeah,
16, you already did it.
Yeah.
Okay, so then add d6 to that.
4.
So you're at 19.
Jesus Christ, put me down.
Now you're going to roll a d6 against every one of your abilities. This is the fun part. So let us know what it is, and then what you roll.
Strength, plus 1. 4.
Nice, plus 2.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because I'm the best.
Saying that pretty early, bud.
Oh, agility, minus 2, 4.
Nice, so it's a minus 1 now.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And presence, plus 2, for the love of God. 5.
Oh, it's a plus 3. That's wonderful.
Oh, no.
Toughness, 0, 4.
Nice, so it's plus 1.
And knowledge, plus 2, 5. Oh, my fuck, what has happened?
Nice, you got better all around.
Wow.
And then give me a d6.
My God.
6.
Okay. You find in your pocket as you jump into... Actually, you find in the dumpster. It's in your hand as you jump into here. This weird, faintly glowing pebble. Give me a d100.
Perseus, do not eat that.
That's a 12. D12 and a d10.
What?
Yeah. 123?
27.
27, okay. That's it.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, it says a faintly glowing pebble that has a 20% chance of infecting you with a nanopower. I could have you roll a d10. And
I already have brittle bones.
Yeah, that's true. And then, okay, so Linda.
You can also eat dead things and gain their memories.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's what you do have the, I wrote it down. Or,
you did
the
eat a brain.
Dead cell spirits power. Okay. And that one has a nano... all of them have a nano infection linked to it. That one is not linked to your brittle bones, which once that triggers, it'll...
That's plus 5 damage in one hit.
5 damage in one hit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay,
5 damage in one hit.
Activates my brittle bone powers.
Yep.
You die more rapidly.
Yeah. All right, I rolled over my HP, and I got a 4.
Okay, you got 4 more. So what do you got now?
17.
Nice, okay. And then, yeah, go through your ability changes.
Now the sad part.
It's not sad.
Mine are
roll
all
with
very
your
good.
Non-dominant what's hand. Your, that's what I did.
Strength is a plus 2.
Okay. Is it meets it, beats it? Equal to or greater.
Oh.
Okay. Yep, so meets it, beats it.
Wow.
So nice, plus 3 now.
Okay.
It's agility.
Agility is 3, and I rolled a 4.
Nice. So it's,
oh, my God.
Dang, you're not going to have a...
Oh, my God. Presence is plus 2. Rolled a 5.
Nice.
Toughness plus 2. Rolled a 3.
Nice.
Oh my, dude, wait a minute.
Because they're actually getting better.
Knowledge, 0,
and
6.
6. Nice. Both of you guys just went up.
Wait a minute.
And
damn.
And a D6.
Holy shit.
Are we the end of Cyborg? Are we the last glitch in the system?
You find in this dumpster a mag.
Oh.
Add it to your mags.
Wow.
And something else, which is pretty exciting as well.
What the?
Give me a D10.
8.
You got a single-use booster mod. It's frag. It deals D4 damage to up to D3 targets within close proximity. And those are single-use boosters that modify a single shot with special abilities. The attack deals normal damage and can be used with most modern firearms, unless noted. And in this case, that's the noted thing. It deals D4 damage. So it treats a bullet like a grenade.
Hell yes.
Very cool. Remember you have that.
Yes. I wrote it down.
Everything.
I need to pee in your deep sink. So let's take a break.
Oh my God.
Welcome back to the World Standard.
It's good to be back.
You guys are in a dumpster. Half of you got better. The other half of you are still the same piece of shit.
Sitting in a dumpster.
Sitting in a worst piece of shit than you were in that case.
Well, you guys
I'm not
going to
judge dumpster divers, but it's just kind of shitty.
We're okay.
Anyway, where are you pushing this dumpster to?
I'm just making my way downtown. Alleyways.
Making your way downtown.
The back way to the garage.
To the garage? Okay,
you've been there before.
Yep, you have. You know your way around. You push this thing all the way to the parking garage.
I know these dumpsters like the back of my hand!
Just like the work, because those things, the wheels on those things aren't meant to be pushed around, really.
Oh, he knows them by scent.
What?
He knows each
dumpster by scent.
Probably true.
There's the Best Buy dumpster right over there.
Best Buy.
You can tell by the printing paper.
Oh, my God.
That's Office Max.
And, yeah, you push this thing painstakingly up all of these.
Really easy.
This ramp. Up
super smooth.
He just pushes in a dumpster up the ramp.
He's
of a parking
built
garage.
For this.
Really
easy. He kind
easy.
Of is. He's a robot. Super yeah, it's, smooth. He doesn't really get tired, I suppose. Yeah. Oh. It takes forever, and you realize that you guys could probably just be walking, but you're not.
We're incognito.
Yeah. Eventually, you come to the van, and Les notices this before the rest of you guys because you're in the garbage, but it looks nice. It looks remodeled. Not remodeled entirely, but like...
How's the mural on the side of the van? Does it look more, like refreshed?
Yeah, it looks vivid. Like, yeah, because it was pretty faded at one point, I imagine, just from sitting there for as long as it did. Mm-hmm. And not anymore. It's vibrant.
My cousin looks good!
Oh, goddamn.
What's he talking about?
Come on, get out of that dumpster! We're here!
I'll pop the lid.
It doesn't matter. Let's smear some garbage inside this fancy new ride.
I'd fucking slap him upside the head.
That's the dilemma now. You guys are all covered in garbage.
Yeah,
juice.
You got air fresheners built into that son of a bitch too, or what?
Because honestly, I don't know what I have in there anymore.
Oh,
yeah, you see too. Like your passenger door is back, which is amazing because this vehicle is probably not real common anymore.
Yeah, like a DeLorean.
Who did this?
Wow, I honestly didn't actually expect Pelgrim to go this far
and it come through. Weird, he's been doing that a lot lately.
No, I mean I was kind of 50-50 on that with the crazy stare and whatever when I gave him the keys, but like, damn.
I almost feel bad for letting his bar blow up.
No, you just let a gas leak happen and probably knocked out everyone sitting in the bar.
Knocked out is pretty generous.
Didn't even hear an explosion.
There's a
weird
draft. They might have been fine. Who knows?
Okay, I open up my,
thank you.
I got a new fob
yep.
thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You push it and your GPS pings. And it tells you that you are in the same
place.
Oh,
it's just that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was my way of telling you where your van was.
Wonderful. Okay.
It worked at the time.
I get in, I guess.
Yeah, you open the door and, like, everything is pristine.
Like the stuff they show on game shows?
Yeah. And then you realize as you're about to get into the car, van, you're like, I am gross. I'm going to ruin this immediately. But you notice, too, that your dashboard itself, like your heads-up display, your dials and everything, which were...
Analog,
yes, thank you. Is now replaced by a touchscreen.
Oh, it's like the Tesla.
Don't ever say that.
Yeah, they were cool back in the day.
What's the minibar look like?
The minibar?
It's hidden away. You need to click it open.
I start fingering other stuff to find it.
That's a cigarette lighter. Don't put your finger in there.
God damn.
Give me a D4.
Oh, fuck.
On the one, you found the cigarette lighter.
That's a one.
You found the cigarette lighter. Take D2 damage.
Oh, my God. Fuck!
You burned it hard. You pushed it like you're pushing a button. You didn't realize what it was.
What was the point of getting all the health back?
It's not the kind of like cigarette lighter that we're used to, because if you put your finger in that, it's not going to burn you. But this one, you put the cigarette into it, and it works.
It's
but you put his finger into it.
Lasery electricity one.
Yeah, yeah. And he just grinds like a good like few millimeters off his finger.
Oh, God. Fuck my fucking finger.
That's why you got to get one of these fingers where you can do that.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done poking around. Let's just go. By the way, I'm almost dead still. Maybe swing by the hospital, pick up some of that fucking morphine or something.
Yeah, I'll just go pick up some morphine.
Yes, guys, some morphine. I'm going to die.
I don't know how. On the ranch, we just got one doctor. He gives you fucking morphine for everything.
Checks out.
I think he has a drug problem.
No.
All that glue.
He's a drinking problem.
The problem is a nuisance. My nuisance is you folk right now. All right, I'm just going to put that down square flat.
All right, you taking that.
Okay.
Got a lot of problems.
I'm going to lay down.
Get on the waterbed that actually has water in it.
Yeah, I was just saying, I get on the waterbed.
The waterbed is filled, and it's in good shape. And as you, like, get on there kind of dejectedly, just kind of bounce off comically.
Oh, you got a new bladder back there. Nice.
It lulls me to sleep. I don't even care. All the
all that
stuff.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Start stopping.
I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Sorry. Forgot what we were doing here for a second.
Where are you going?
Oh, we're going where?
Going to the strip club.
Okay. Fine.
Click accept. Let's go.
Yeah, fine.
Bink. A little bit more information. You get a picture of him. We don't have a picture of him, but you get a picture of him. It's a blonde kid. His hair hangs in his eyes to the point where all you can see is his bottom eyelids.
Oh, Lord. Okay, yeah.
Chubbier in the face than a kid his age should be. Not really a kid. He looks like he's in his early 20s. That's about it. And then, yeah, you get pictures of the club. You see that everything is just too pink. Like, everything is pink. And they're all the same shade of pink to the point where it really seems like it's harder to tell dimension or hard to tell depth. But you see people, there's more pictures, there's pictures of the strippers themselves, and they all have these glowing pink eyes, and they're all, like, just popping candy like crazy in all these pictures.
Doing what?
Popping candy.
Want a lick of that taste.
Eating candy. Popping lollies, you know?
Eating candy.
I don't know what, am I just old?
Hitting those hot tamales.
You heard of candy?
Chewing the cinnamon sticks?
So does this van do anything other than just park, or?
Hitting that root beer barrel.
I'm your AI drive assistant.
God, no.
Oh, well, hello there.
Can you just bring us to the, can you throw the GPS into this shit? Can we go?
Oh, you're going to Tits Unlimited, huh?
Is that really the name of the place?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Really classing it up today, guys.
It looks like it stands for something.
Hey, to be honest, I wasn't involved in the pickings.
What's it stand for?
I don't know.
Oh, you think you would know? You're AI, you kind of know everything like me.
No, I just know how to drive around.
Oh.
And judge you on your...
What?
I'm starting to... And I'm going to look at me covered in trash.
I start driving.
You're trying to drive like you're doing the things, and it just feels like it's doing them before you're doing them. Like reverse leg. You know what I mean? Like, this shouldn't be happening. It's like you're shifting into reverse and going into reverse. It starts going kind of before you're doing it. Like the AI is just kind of beating you to it.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
I am fan.
Yeah, you're my fan.
Debatable.
You know, I like this guy. I'm going to call you Constable Horson.
It is the same voice, isn't it? And it shows up on the top of the dashboard like it's its title.
Wow, he's a real fan.
Weird. It's spelt wrong because he didn't quite hear what you said. It says Constable. Not that you said it like that. He didn't hear it right.
Oh, man. Let's just go to this fucking place.
Yeah, you're trying. You're going through this parking garage, and like, you know how to drive through a parking garage, right? You're smooth about it. It kind of doesn't.
God damn it.
It's one of them learning AI.
No, it's like one of, it's like the corners. It's taking them awkwardly slow, and it's kind of jerky. And as it's doing that, too, Perseus is back on the waterbed, just kind of feeling it. Perseus, give me a DR8 toughness test.
No, please don't. Oh, okay.
Mouth is watering.
He makes the...
He's just swallowing down this hot water.
So real!
I had that this morning. I drank too much Mountain Dew before. I'm an empty stomach. It's true.
Oh, my God.
That morning.
Can you please get us the fuck out of the parking lot?
In process.
Lord knows I'm trying.
I'm gonna throw up.
I like it a lot.
Would you like me to put it on manual?
It's like the time I rode in the dumpster.
I bet. Okay.
it's with just a manual.
God damn it. I hate this.
You drive out of this place.
I pop open the glove box.
There's nothing in it. It is empty.
Damn it. Fine, I'll start cleaning my shoes off with my hand.
As you do, you see the drawer under your seat because it's a van, you know.
Oh, we'll see what's in here.
You open it. There's a little box, and it's got a little, like, a chibi drawing of Pellegrin on it. It was giving a thumbs up.
Oh, adorable.
I can't roll my eyes. Shit.
What does that look
He's
like?
He's all eye.
I say, fuck you, chibi, buff binary.
Buff binary. There's way too much going on here for, like, a fucking 7-day adventure so far.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm fucking exhausted.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, there's more.
Well, you could always put it on autopilot and we could take a nap. I'm just saying.
You're always just saying.
Does this thing fly? Does this thing fly now?
I don't know. Probably not.
Well, before we test that, let's find out what's in the box. And I pop it open.
You open it and you see four little pellets in there.
Ooh.
And in the little note that just says, as promised.
The fuck is that?
I think these are the displacement pellets.
Yeah, the relocation tablets, I think they're called.
How does this work again?
That's what I said.
Witness protection program.
Let me find my notes for that part.
Oh, we don't need to do this next job. We got it right here. We just need this little fucking rat pellet.
Don't puke on my bed.
Owl pellet. An actual owl pellet. It's
just a bunch of fucking bones.
Yeah. That would be pretty funny, honestly.
Hey, if it's got animal in it, I'm going to collect their minds, you know. Still drunk.
You somehow got more. Oh, he made it into the bar.
Sloshing me around. Fucking, I'm gonna die back here.
Somehow he made it into the bar.
Relocation pellets. Tears a static modeled wound inside neon fabric. Absorbs target D10 by D10 area of space and spits the contents out into a random slum.
What?
How big is the space?
D10 by D10.
You don't choose where you land, though, pretty much?
Random slum. So I'll just make a quick random slum table and it happens.
I would never
use it. You could take down an entire building and drop it into a random slum.
Yeah, this is just Jumper.
Nice. I guess. man. Yeah, but currently, Sword Lad is in possession of all four of these.
Oh, cool.
I guess everybody gets one.
Wonderful.
Oh, what's that? Is that
take one and pass the box around.
Do not
go back to the
Yeah. A little pick-me-up for after the
Do
bar
not
party.
Put that in your body.
It looks like a gel cap.
Don't put it in your body.
Is that a Tide Pod?
Little aspirin, if you will.
No.
Okay.
Looks good.
Stop. Look at Chris's face.
Eat it.
Stop now.
I've been waiting for
me. I hate this.
I'm gonna fucking pocket that.
I just started sweating.
In the same pocket that all of his hot tamales are in.
Well, I like me a little cinnamon candy when I'm out on the road.
Dude, those are delicious. I love those.
All right. Helps wake me up when things get a little dull around.
That was so fucking
Are you making that canon?
Oh, man.
Yeah, now I got hot tamales in my jeans pocket.
Okay. Every
yeah,
time
you, he's wearing... Okay, never mind. They're
every time him. You take one, it's a 1 in 6 chance that it's that.
All right.
And if you're when you're grabbing that thing...
I brought a bottle of whiskey from the bar, and that's my chaser, is those hot tamales.
No, that's brutal. That's brutal. And when you're going to use that thing, you have a 1 in 6 chance of it being that thing. So, like, when you're going to throw that thing... And you roll a 5, you would steal a hot tamale.
Well, I can't wait to watch this motherfucker get ripped in half.
Who knows what's going to happen? I'm interested. I'm just giving you mechanics to make it so I could possibly still do that way.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. 3 hours later, cut to strip club.
Yes, exactly that.
As I get out of the van, my 16,000 credit sneakers are nice and shiny and clean.
Ooh, nice.
Those are expensive.
Wow. What? Is that what your debt is?
Yep.
Fuck
no
me.
Way.
These things are vintage.
No, you're right. Them are some fancy footsteppers.
Weird high heels. I just noticed.
I didn't know DC made high heels.
See, we're just Air Force Ones, like original.
Why did they got that weird curve that comes at the
Chuck
top?
Chuck Taylors.
Mm.
Vintage Chucks.
Oh, that's
high top.
High top. I had a girlfriend that wore them.
Knee high top.
Yeah, they were pink.
Les, you got family.
What?
Okay.
I was talking about Levi.
Please don't tell me that you... Please do not tell me that you equate family and girlfriend in the same category.
No, they were too... You know, let's not talk about this outside of the strip club while we're standing in line. We're getting some weird looks right now. Does anyone have a way of getting in here? Because once we get up to that bouncer...
I'm a regular here. What do you mean?
Yeah, I bet you are, Les.
Les gets a ping, a message in his RCD. The icon shows a picture of the van, and it says Constable Portion.
I give it a thumbs up.
That's all you do? Mm-hmm. Didn't even open it? I'll respond. It's just Levi. This is why Levi doesn't do Discord.
I guess I'll open it then.
It says, speaking of which, what's your situation?
Oh.
Like he's constantly listening.
Oh, my God. Les is going to start dating my van.
Les, I don't think we have a mini fridge in here.
Please, can we just... The guy at the door has been watching us have this whole fucking horrible conversation.
I'm gonna reply. Not a man. No. It's a very muscular woman.
I'm going to reply. We'll talk later.
It sends back a wink face, but it's like a car winking.
Linda, I'll have you know.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect.
Linda, I'll have you know I'm actually pretty good with the ladies. Let me handle this one. I'll go up and actually, Les, you say you've been here before?
Oh, tons of times, yeah.
The dumpster out back.
Yeah, right. Right.
They got all the good stuff back
okay,
there.
Okay, yeah. Just you know, I really don't want to. Okay.
Oh, God. So much.
It's so slippery in there.
So much debris. So sticky. So much hair.
Yeah, you know, maybe crawling into the fucking the dumb cumpster of the strip club is probably a bad idea.
I feel like that's like the third time you've said that.
I know. It just applies to the world we live in.
And now it does, especially here.
Okay, look, the hangover is about to take over. I'm going to talk to this fine young lady in front of me here. And, hello, ma'am. the line's been shuffling slowly, and you've gotten much taller as we've gotten closer. You are quite intimidating.
You smell terrible.
I know that. You don't have to point it out. I didn't point about... No, I did point about your fucking height. That's right. Okay, fair's fair.
When you say height, too, like, yeah, she's like 7'3".
God. She's taller than me.
You know how to... what you doing after? What time you get off?
Early.
What is happening?
What's up?
Morning. Give me, since you're making words, give me reaction. Making
reaction?
Words. This is 2d6.
Oh.
This is actually Pelgrane's cover. He's laying low.
Fuck me.
Six and a four?
Six and a four? Why are you asking?
Oh, you're extremely tall, and I didn't realize how much I love trees till I met you.
Oh?
Yeah, I'd like to climb your tree.
It's a bit much.
I hate this.
Look.
Are you choking?
More or less.
I might be.
Look, I'm just saying, I'm a wanted man, all right?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Prove it.
And,
by who?
How do I do this? The wanted man's poster list, you know, I'm number 17. I know the numbers, just not how to get there.
UCS Most Wanted?
Yeah. Look me up.
Oh, yeah?
UCS USB disk drive.
All right, hold on.
I'm gonna look at the back of the boys and give him a little wink.
I don't know if he knows. Anyway. He has a bounty on his head. How weird! I don't know why you would say that to that person.
Yeah. You know what? Why don't you go inside?
Oh, thank you kindly, dear.
Those ones with you?
Yeah.
You that gross robot?
Well, yeah. He.
Patrice, I know you by name. What do you mean?
Yeah, I know, Wes. Mm-hmm. Nice to see you out front this time.
I know. Weird. I always use the back entrance.
We don't let you in. There is no back entrance.
I dive around back there. That's for sure.
No, I know. We throw you out.
So before me and my friends step inside, how about you give me them digits? You know.
You look contact.
Oh, thank you.
You get a ping and it just says Patrice.
Don't know what that says.
Yeah,
but
with no number.
I got the numbers, right?
That's pretty much the same. Yeah, you get the contact link. You know what I mean?
Well,
you synced.
All right. I'll see you early. I give her a little wink, and I walk inside to the strip club.
You just know.
I'm excited.
Hey,
I don't have much time left.
Swordland, do you have a girlfriend that nobody knows about, goes to a different school, you wouldn't know her?
Oh, you mean Swordlass?
No.
Oh, yeah. Gotta be.
Fucking Christ. God, what's this place like on the inside? Pink, I'd imagine?
Oh, just it's pink. Very pink.
Just bumping.
Oh, it's
so much pink. Yeah, you walk in, there's
Yeah, what's that? What's
you've got a... I've never been in a strip club before, to be honest. And I'm totally fine with that. You walk in on the right end of a long rectangle. There's a stage in front of you with some randos around it. Some girl dancing, of course, on the pole, as they do.
Shimmy.
So clear.
How could it be?
We're just like,
too.
Yeah, no.
And
I mean,
boy, you could be a boy
been
too.
There. It's not. It's a girl, and she's her eyes bright pink. This glow, like you saw in the pictures. Everybody around is just kind of like obsessed with what's going on, and they're all popping these little pink pills, doing it like it's going out of style. But there's other further on down. There's an island bar next to that one. There is another larger stage beyond that, and the DJ bars standing against the far.
Man, they got everything here.
Yeah, you see that there's like, you know, obviously there's VIP areas, there's stairs going up. You see some private rooms off to one side. These are labeled. You see right by the door, though, right as you're standing, you're taking this in, there's like a little ticket booth in a way, and it just says candy.
Wow. I don't know what that is.
You want some candy?
Oh, hello. No, is it Halloween or?
Could be.
Could be. What's that mean? Look, I already got Patrice's number, and to be honest, and I kind of straightened
my name's tank Patrice.
Oh, shit.
You don't remember her name.
What? Look, to be honest, I'm dealing with a hangover, so if you got some aspirin, that would be way better.
These will cure a hangover, though, for sure.
Oh, yeah, take one.
Oh, thank you. And you and me, we need to talk about that lady we met outside.
Patrice?
Yeah, she like flowers, or...
Oh, she's gonna rip you apart, Slim.
while we're having this conversation, I'll take a like two of the candy and fucking the aspirin, pop them.
I'm gonna pop them. Okay.
Fuck. DM.
Jesus. Yeah. Wait, what?
Since I'm in the Vipers are in the drug game. Can I make a presence test to see if I know what the fuck this shit is?
Oh, fair.
Yes, you can. I like that a lot.
Maybe
we're gonna call it knowledge test. I think that would be
the knowledge.
Okay,
yes.
And we're going to call that, because of the reality of it, we're going to call that a 16. Actually, a 14, considering your drug trade stuff you mentioned. That would drop it. You don't know. You never heard of this.
Nope.
And you're
nope,
a little curious. You're probably a little curious too, as to like, hey, what's this? Because, you know, money for vipers. Finding a new thing for the vipers gets you probably promoted or whatever. Not killed. I don't know.
Yeah. Cause...
what is Nate dying
for? That's what I'm after right now.
Me and Walt are trying to like figure something out. Nate's over here just fucking dying. About what?
He's gonna tear you apart.
Oh, that, yeah.
the most amazing answer to like, did you like flowers or something? Completely fucking ignores. Oh my god. Holy shit, dude. It's not often I'm the one, man.
No, that's true.
Oh god.
That was a deep one.
Oh yeah. I could not hold that back. That fucked me up. He was genuinely worried for his safety. Oh lord. Okay. So nobody knows about what this candy is.
Not really,
Perseus
no.
Perseus is about to find out.
Yeah.
Oh god. Oh my god, you're right.
Perseus, like, you know, it we'll get to it.
Oh no.
Okay.
Just know the A2.
Oh shit.
I crunch on them a little bit and then
fast acting.
They taste incredibly sweet as you crack them.
I got like some fucking cotton chalks. You got some water or something I can wash this down with? Getting awfully dry in here.
Oddly enough, as you bit into them, they're really sweet, but like inside is kind of juicy.
Never mind, found the sweet spot.
Patrice is gonna like find yours!
Like a gobstopper, but like juice filled. Right? But it's not so juice, it's more like it's kind of gelatinous, maybe?
Oh.
Hard to say. Maybe you need
like
to be more
like gusher. A gusher, but crunchy on the outside?
Just with more like phlegminess.
I wish I had taste buds.
Oh no.
I don't like that.
Great.
They don't taste like it, though. They taste wonderful.
All right, boys, let's hit the boogie floor. And I'm going to do some weird, like, disco dance out onto the floor.
He's going to start fucking square dancing.
I grab the front of my denim pants and start thrusting with my hips.
Oh.
You're getting stared at big time.
Yeah. Am I, like, attracted? I do a lasso motion while I'm still thrusting and moving forward.
Your hips are cracking.
It's so uncoordinated that people are like, try not to like get involved with what you're doing.
All right,
they're giving you space.
All right,
this yellow skinned
bunch of
red
joy
eyes. His teeth are falling out.
Half his face is burnt.
Look, I've seen some shit. You only get to live this one time in your life. You want to spend it all being a fucking ranch hand? No, I don't think so.
Hell yeah!
He is the dude that can rally people up.
Go get it.
Yeah.
You go, girl!
I'm gonna get up on the pole.
Hey! This is as soon as you, Patrice comes rushing through the front door. Get the fuck off the stage!
Oh, baby girl! I'm sorry. I'll get down. I'm sorry.
I spit so hard there. Sorry.
Oh my god!
You gotta follow the rules in here, man. Oh, she's gonna toss your salad.
That's kind of what he's asking for.
Sounds
as you get on off the stage, goes back outside, and immediately, like as you step down, your vision just kind of becomes pink, like hazy pink. Things are starting to really become hard to see in this whole entirely pink room. Give me a toughness test.
Okay.
Oh boy.
And it's 12 by default, but we're gonna call it a 14 because you ate two.
Oh, 19.
Nice.
Damn.
Nice. Okay. Carry on.
Good. Okay.
I just say pink.
Yeah, everything's real pink.
While he's doing that, I'm going to go up to a bar something.
Yeah, there's a bar. There's a few bars.
And I just want to pull up a picture of this dude.
Mm-hmm. There's a bartender behind the bar. It's a male. And he walks over to you. Going to go for you.
No, I think I'll be fine. I'm actually, I'm wondering if you've seen this guy around.
He looks at the picture. Or you sent it to him. He looks, he's... No, I don't think so. Not here.
Been missing a while. His parents said something about this place. I'm just looking around, trying to find somebody for him.
I don't know. Give me a reaction.
That's 10.
Why are you looking?
Honestly, that his parents are worried. I guess
that's it.
It's a reward for it. Everybody's got a debt.
It's true. If I see anything, or if I see him, I'll give me some of your contact.
Sure. And I'll do that.
You do, and you see it says Jerry the bartender.
He's got an identity.
Yeah, whatever.
He knows who he is.
I had to come up with him on the spot. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, if I hear anything or see anything, let you know.
All right.
Did you get anything else?
No, I'll be fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Heads back to the other people who are waiting for him as well.
I'm going to be dancing with the girls.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. What about Les? What's Les doing here?
Les is going to make his way to the slot machine here.
Oh, okay.
Gonna jack into a slot machine?
I like this. So Les takes off. You see him kind of taking off on his own. He sees a bank of like arcades slot machines. What does Sword Lad do?
As soon as Percy started dancing, I started looking around for and then heading toward like an employees only door, backstage, something.
You see, you know, as you scan the room, you see there's a VIP area. You see a lot of these candy vendors and little ticket booths. You see dressing rooms, and you do see that there is an employee door. It's an employees only.
That's where I'm walking.
Okay. Sword Lad, you guys, Perseus.
Do I see Patrice?
You don't. She went back outside after she yelled
okay.
at you. After you listened
I'm gonna
to her.
I'm going to go ask her about the kidnapped boy.
Okay,
she's
yeah.
like my girlfriend now.
You see? Okay.
This explains a lot.
Basically family.
Basically family. Oh, boy. No.
So anyway, yeah, so then Linda, as you're walking away from the bar, you see Percy is leaving the place. We'll cut then to this goofball, Les Banks. You see a lot of these machines in this place. One of them sells candy, which is not surprising. A lot of them are powered down. They look broken, ransacked. They look like anyone really comes over here. But you do see two other machines that catch your eye. One says Lucky Duck Mystery Vending Machine.
Ooh.
And the other one just says guns.
God damn. Can I tap into both of them?
Both of them?
Yeah.
We're trying to do tap into them.
You know.
He's got all them dicks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
slide
this
into
is where
him.
You found them.
Oh, wow.
They're all no. just actual USBs.
You I hate that.
Add it to my collection.
Give me knowledge. We're going to call it a DR-14 because you are a robot.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm going to omen it or glitch it.
Okay.
What's 8 give me?
You're trying to hack into this, but this is security you're not familiar with.
Okay. I'll spend my money on it.
Okay. Which one are you spending it on? The guns or the Lucky Duck Mystery Vending Machine?
Lucky Duck.
Okay. It says 10 credits. Just incredibly cheap.
Oh.
What does credits even mean to this being?
No.
It doesn't mean anything to me.
Give me a D20 then. Exciting.
9.
A 9. So it spits out this capsule as you push transfer credits to it, and then it spits out a capsule. It's like a red and white capsule, oddly enough, which stands out very heavily in this pink room.
I open it.
You open it, and inside you find a little bottle of Super Lube. Trial size.
Oh, I've never won before. Whoa. I want to put 90 more credits into this.
90
thing.
More?
Okay, just
oh
slam
God.
It.
Okay.
I'm trying to hit the big jackpot.
He's doing this. Okay, yep. So first one, D20.
2.
Are you popping them open as soon as you get them?
Yep.
Nothing comes out.
Oh, good. 1.
It pops a capsule out. You open it, and immediately this possum
what the fuck?
Yes! Comes out and give me an agility test.
Oh jeez. That's a 19.
Yeah, you like it. Oh, it darts at your face, and it just
grab it by the tail, and I just whip it against the wall.
and it splats against the wall and just slides down.
Weird.
It's just like this weird, like, green smoke kind of rises out of its organs.
How did that get in there?
Keeps yeah. going. How does Levi keep becoming the main character?
I don't know.
4.
A capsule comes out. You open it up, and it's fucking empty.
Okay. Another 4. Empty.
Same thing.
19.
19. This capsule is a lot bigger than the others. Weird, but it's bigger than the hole.
Mama
possum. Very weird. You open it, and there's a first aid kit inside.
Oh, I'll take that.
Oh.
Put this in my chest cavity.
Write that one down. Put it in your character sheet.
Yeah. Yeah.
First aid.
Means nothing.
You got 4 more.
Super lube.
Trial size.
Yeah, don't forget trial size.
Dead possum.
Trial.
He can have that. Well, he can have it if he wants it.
Empty capsules.
3.
Nothing. It's an empty. That capsule doesn't even come out.
19 again.
Another first aid kit.
Wow. Whoa.
Jesus.
Times 2.
Wow.
Hey, you might need them.
7.
Oh, this is good. So as it pops a capsule out, you're like, what is this one? So you open it up and give me an agility test.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Nat 1. He rolled a nat 1.
No more glitches, huh?
I have 1 more, but
fuck it.
Let's see what happens.
No, that was your last one you spent on that one, remember? Or did you do one left after that?
I had 1 left after that.
You're gonna do it?
I'm just gonna let this rest.
Wait a minute.
You're gonna let it rest? Well, in that case, you get one of these!
Defeat your hunger!
Buy now!
Suppress your hunger with Ultra Vitamin! by now! By now!
Be slim and healthy!
Suppressing hunger for long periods can result in fatigue and maybe death. Buy our Mega Vitamin to suppress fatigue. Both products are available in many different flavors, such as pineapple, mega pizza, chocolate, bacon, lard, and vodka cigarette saliva.
Okay, so, cutting back into it. Give me a D6.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Six.
And double it as you take that much damage as this thing explodes.
Oh, my God.
Just blowing the fuck out of the machine and eating your other...
This is what I fucking assumed would happen.
Okay. 12 damage. Where does that put you at?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have 10 health.
Oh?
Les just killed himself.
I have Style Guard.
Yes, you do.
So I needed two, and then I'm just broken.
Yes. Actually, yes. 100%. Yep.
I don't want to die!
In a strip club. That is a vending machine.
Do it for us, Levi.
Or can I use my last glitch to negate the damage, please?
You already used your last glitch, didn't you? Oh, no, you didn't.
No, he's got one left.
You can.
I think it's reducing damage.
Let
me see.
Lower damage dealt to you by D6. Also, neutralize a crit or fumble. Neutralizing that fumble would make it just 6 damage.
It would just be 6 damage.
Yep. That makes sense.
Neutralizes the fucking...
Because you really can't...
That's way better
I will neutralize the crit then.
Fuck okay. Yeah.
So you just take 6 damage.
Glitches. God. Wow.
Hey, worth it.
An explosion goes off in the back of the room.
Yeah, you all hear it immediately. And then you're Patrice busting in the door again. What the fuck, you
hey,
guys?
Hey, girl, you want to
you
talk?
You know what? Time you guys get out of here.
Oh, but
well,
hey,
I
wait.
Have one more crit.
You just hear police sirens, too.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Patrice, I know times have been tough, but can you hide us, maybe?
You know what, Perseus USB disk drive?
Yeah.
If you're a wanted man with a reward on your head,
like Smokey the Bandit,
don't tell people that, or you're gonna get turned in. Have fun, and she just fucking takes off.
Before she gets out the door, I shoot her with the crazy new gun I got.
Wait, why? No.
Weird to think we let you in with those. But yeah, we did.
Why? What? She ratted us out.
She did.
Oh, God.
I just felt like the reward on his head is more than most people could handle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So like, as soon as he started telling people his name, I knew that shit was going to go down.
Thank you for seeing what I'm picking up what I'm putting down.
What is it to hit her?
D12. Actually, you're seeing pink, so D14.
I missed.
9 plus 3 plus 2.
9 plus 3 plus 2?
Yeah.
That's 14 minus the 2 for being... Well, that was what 14 was for. 14's
on the net.
You did get it.
Oh, so...
Yeah, so get the real damage then.
Oh!
Auto fire as well if you wanted to.
Yep. I'm just going to say, just for the sake of it being a really brutal bouncer, she got 12 hit points.
Oof.
Which is a lot, but that's about what you guys are at.
So. That's 10.
10 damage. See? Fuck. You just like, in the back of her back. You just see, just peppering her with holes. She's down, she goes down on her knees, and you see that she's angrily breathing.
I opened up to you, Patrice! And I'm using the auto fire.
Do it. I'm dipping into the fucking...
I'm gonna just dip off into the employees only room.
Okay, as you do too, you see Sword Lad standing there, but with give me a D8, Walt.
3.
Just 3 strippers who are in various stages of
dancers.
That makes better. Makes more sense. That makes better.
We're all about making the betters.
Right. They're in various stages of changing. Cool with that. Outside though, you have another shot still with your auto fire weapon. You gonna take it?
I missed.
What'd you get? A 3? Yep, you missed. So yeah, the bullets go right through the candy girl.
Got her anyways.
What?
Got her anyways.
Yeah, got her anyways.
I don't think that's supposed to be a good thing.
It's that auto targeting.
Yeah, it doesn't always work.
Robots you gotta give it time. Miss. They have to hit something.
So that's you. That's you, Sword Lad. What are you doing in there?
Am I me, courier? Looking for the boss. Boss around.
One woman turns around, eyes pinker than
pink.
Yeah,
than pink eye.
Are you looking for the boss?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you hold on a second? Why don't you sit down and have some candy? I'll go get her.
Oh, why? Thank you. You're delightful.
That's my name.
Can he see like security cameras from where he's sitting or anything?
Her name is delightful.
That sounds right. Though.
Can he? No. You look around. You see this is a dressing room. You just see vanities, racks of clothing, and that's pretty much it. Lockers. She does. She leaves, leaving you with the other two, one of which is just completely pink-skinned, pink-haired. The eyes, of course, glow that same pink, but everything is pink on her.
Les, what about you after almost exploding?
Yeah, Les, you're laying on the ground in front of a blown-up vending machine. On the other side of what was the vending machine is the wall that used to be there, and outside you see through this blown up hole in the wall, you see UCS vehicles pulling up.
We're fucked.
Oh, I'm in so much pain! if I had pain feelings, so. Oh.
Give me a D4, Les.
Why did they put those in there?
There are three, what, the bombs? Who
yeah,
knows? Who knows?
What the fuck?
You see, three UCS, like, the transport vehicles pulling up.
Oh, God.
That's your guys' turns. What are you doing while you're down there, by the way?
Can I take a hit of this first aid?
Yeah.
Take a hit
I would love to take a hit of this glue.
After getting up, he just, like, pulls that back out and...
eats a gauze pad.
Yeah, he just eats it. I don't know how to use this. What does the robot do with a medical kit?
Yeah, you're right.
It's basically just, like, there's this... for the robots, it's just, like, lube. For my joints.
It's just super lube.
It's not just for your butt.
Did we just call this episode "It's Not Just for Your Butt"?
Yeah.
Sponsored by Super Lube.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I just take the Super Lube tonic and rub it on my joints.
Yeah.
Tonic.
Okay.
The fuck. Not just for your butt.
Go super lube.
Oh my god.
It's got D4 uses, of course.
Okay.
And it heals D6 hit points.
Your best roll.
Oh, nice. Yep.
Of course.
One use. Yeah, you got it from the fucking thing. Always.
Okay.
4 hit points then.
4, good.
Yep.
Back up to 8.
Oof. Oh, Uncle Perseus could use a hit of that.
As you're kneeling down, applying super lube to places you probably don't need to apply super lube to or do.
feels good.
You see out that hole in the wall that you blew through, UCS operative with his gun drawn approaching.
Hey, don't sniff glue!
No, fuck!
What do I do? I knew he was gonna get you.
Hello, Levi here, back at the end of the episode. I just want to take the time to thank all of you listeners for listening to the Rolled Standard every other week and on our off week listening to our sister podcast, Flail to the Face. We truly enjoy doing this for you guys, and if you could, leave us a rate and a review wherever you listen to your podcast. And while you're there, go ahead and share it with all your pals and your brother husbands. Every little thing you guys do helps us grow, and we greatly appreciate it. Now that the business has been taken care of, I wanted to give a special shout out to our brother husbands over on Patreon. Freshman, Jack Benalkin, Kevin Olmsted, Kevin Welch, Alaskos, and Baz. Not to mention all of our Pauls and our standard bearers out there. We greatly appreciate all of you guys. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you. And remember, don't sniff glue. Or do.
Alert, alert! This episode contains third-party content. Curse of the Candy Cult, Club Tits Unlimited, by Azathoth Nell Toll, a submission to our Trigger Warning Trigger Happy Jam. Obsolete Dumpster Diver by Bracken McLeod, Incitement to Riot, and City of Psy, issue number 1312 by Ross Hollander. Pursued Courier by Heavy Blasphemy, High Octane Daredevil by Hoster Aduit, Lucky Duck Mystery Vending Machine by Sam McKay, Cyberpunk Weapon Generator by Aiden Jax. Trigger Warning theme music, Waste Management Confidential, is courtesy of Irving Force.
I was thinking about getting Crunchyroll.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worth it. It is worth it.
Though. So I could watch animes.
Yeah.
Pretty good flicks.
Yeah. I want to get caught up on My Hero.
Yeah, me too. It's good shit.
He comes back. Pretty good hentai.
Oh, no.
He can be my hero, baby. He said it.
I did say that. Regrettably.
He can kiss away my pain.
Fuck. Let's record, please.
Oh, I was going to lay her forever.
All right. No, I hate you, boy.
He will stand by me forever.
Look, you can take my breath away.
Oh.
It is a punch.
Wait, did you just?
Yeah.
I hated all of that. Don't put that in the credits. Do you have a record saying that? Don't put that in the
credits. Jake just be like, oh. Finally realizing it after fucking like a minute.
just some Richard Churches.